What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 197. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Saul Black. And I'm sitting here with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrified motherfucking podcast in history, a.k.a. Bacon Double Cheeseburger. Shout out to my nigga Simon Smith out there in the UK who legally changed his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Why?
Alcohol.
So how does this work? So he gets drunk, he decides that he wants to make the change in his name, but don't you have to go through a process to change your name?
Maybe not in England. Maybe you can just go fill out some paperwork and, you know, do the necessary. I don't know how long the process takes to change your name, you know what I'm saying? But hey, that's some shit. But I know in certain states, they won't allow you to name your child certain things, so you know.
Well, it's really weird. I've only known one person in my life to actually legally change their name. It was my mom's friend, and she changed her name from Nikki Love. I forget what her regular last name was, like her real last name. But it became Nikki Love, and then it became Nikki Amukamara. And then it became like a one name. Like Nas, wow. Type. Yeah, it was really odd. And my mom is so mean, she just refused to call her by her name. So she just kept calling her Nikki Love. Like, yeah. Screw your last name change.
Exactly. I named you Nikki. You gonna always be Nikki.
So, should I be calling you Bacon Double Cheeseburger from now on?
Not legally. Not yet, man. Okay. Paperwork, I mean, I had to top the Bacon Double Cheeseburger, but I just did that to shout him out this week because, you know, that was some fat boy shit. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that.
I wonder if he legally changes the name, does that mean he can stop restaurants from using his name on sandwiches?
Nah, I don't think that, because there's a lot of people named after. He's not a big, he didn't get the name Patton. That's just his name. It could be a thousand Saul Wright restaurants, but you could be like, but that's my name.
Just so we know, I mean, Saul Goodman did steal my swag. He stole my name. And then he stole my car. I had the same 96 Caddy.
You did.
Yeah, he just stole my swag. Like, I had all that before the show came out. I just want people to know that and understand.
I mean, that was my fantasy football team name for at least 3 years. For the last 3-4 years, it's been Better Call Saul. And that show has not been around that long. But I digress.
He stole our swag, man. I appreciate that, man. We're all over the place. This is another episode. We got some stuff to talk about. We got sports. We got current events. We got music. We got a little bit of everything. We're going to get our checks. Yep. Yeah, checks this week. I like your main topic. I feel like this is Black History Month. This is probably our last time to actually talk about this.
So yeah, because Black History Month is over. It's over. This is it. It's the last show of Black History Month. Thank you, GQ Blue, for all those Black History facts. Thank you.
Wow.
Every show we had this month was awesome with them. Thank you.
I didn't do it. I didn't throw that bus out there, man. I mean, you know, I hit him up and I was like, yo, just whenever you get a chance, you drop it off, we edit it. And I'm not one to keep reminding people of stuff, so I just let it be. And
yes.
It is what it is. We got that one. Matter of fact, I told him on the first one, I said, yo, you could drop 4 or 5 of them, and we'll have them. I'll just chop it up, and we'll be going. But
I mean, Blue, come on, man. It doesn't take but, you know, 20 seconds to record it on your, you know, you do have, you are Team iPhone. Record a voice memo, email it to Saul Wright. But hey, Black History Month's over. I know you was busy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let you slide this time.
Frying pork chops and...
Yeah, frying pork chops and... Hey, look, did you see how much bacon grease that nigga put in them fucking string beans?
My brother put at least two tablespoons.
There were two? Nigga, that was a fucking hand, but that was a scoop. I thought that was ice cream. I was just like, why is he putting ice cream on green beans? He was like, this is bacon fat. I was just like, Jesus Christ. Like, GQ...
GQ
whatever job you got, GQ Blue, I hope the insurance is lovely. Cause your ass gonna need it, nigga. God damn.
He cooks the most gourmet meals for me. I mean, he goes in like, I'm the total opposite. When it's just me eating, it's quick and done. He goes all out. He frying pork chop. green beans from scratch. Like, he picking the green beans, son.
Yeah, this nigga snapping the motherfuckers. I like, look at this nigga. I went to the farmer's market today. The collective. I picked up a little bit of the goodies. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, GQ's out there, man. But I appreciate him for giving us the fact he gave us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I just wish we could have got more. We have to work on that. We have to get that done. But the topic that you have on here, which is dope, is the main topic. I think we could probably ramble on this for a good hour, but we're going to try not to. Why is race the hot topic now?
I don't know, man, but it seems like that is, everything is about race now. It seems to me like the media and you know, the media and just everything surrounding it is trying to draw some kind of divide. And it's really weird because we was making great headway.
Were we? I mean, so I think we need to define a couple things. Number one, media. Are we talking about the news media?
News media, TV, like the whole machine, the media machine. Because, you know, like for instance, Rob Gronkowski, he had the Gronk cruise. You know, Gronk was out there partying, having a good time on the high seas. You know, Gronk being Gronk, as they say. And nobody had a problem with it. So they injected it. Well, if this was Cam Newton, you know, it would have been, you know, and it just seems like.
But who was that?
They is the media. Like, you know,
incorrect.
The other. Huh?
Incorrect.
Incorrect? What do you mean?
It was another NFL player that said that first.
It was a lot of them said that.
Right.
It
so it's not the media. They did it. Like, it came from the people.
Okay. But they's all what I'm saying. But this seems like it's always about race. And I'm not against it. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it should be out there. But I just seem like now everything's about race. Oh, they're just trying to. I don't know, they're trying to divide us, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
I disagree from the standpoint. I don't think it was never not about race. I think race has always been an issue. I also don't believe that the media, as controlled by the big media, by Disney and all those folks, I don't think that they're the driving force behind this. Stories like Trayvon Martin, stories like Mike Brown's story came from the people. It's kind of like hip-hop. It came from the people making enough noise that the media picked up on it. So when you have Twitter, when you have blogs, when you have podcasts like ours, when you have YouTube, and you have people who are commenting, people who are using their phones to catch pictures, it's going to end up catching the media's eye because it's a hot story from the people. So I don't think it's fair to name the big machine as far as what's going on and why so many eyes are on stuff. But I also feel like we said this before in other episodes, that when you have the amount of people that are able to report stuff without any filters, you're going to see more eyes on certain issues. And I think that's what's happening. Race is never taking a back seat. I don't think that we really made that much headway. You know, instead of it saying a color fountain, a white fountain now, they're just sliding it into your loans, sliding it into how they, you know, hire people, sliding it into people like Raven Simone. It just changed. It just shifted. So I don't think it's any different. But we do have people that are more conscious, so to speak, of what's going on. And they're speaking out. A lot of people who used to shut up are speaking out now. So I think that's the main reason why we see it. That's the main reason why they said something about Gronk. Because in the NFL, you're watching this stuff happen. You watch what happened with Cam Newton. And you see the total opposite happen with Aaron Rodgers. And you're like, okay, there's a glaring difference here. You see what happened to your boy Sherman. You're like, okay, we see the glaring difference here. And now we're going to call it out because we got a platform. And I applaud them for saying something. The only problem is that sometimes they say stuff and it's not valid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? From what I can tell from Gronk's cruise, it was people that got together to party with Gronk. It wasn't a Vikings cruise. It was a Gronk cruise.
So Gronk offering two people to have sex in front in public and he getting them $10,000 is okay?
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying that's his money. That's what he did.
But no, this wasn't just his cruise. This was 700. It was other passengers on the cruise that didn't know anything about the Gronk mess that was going on.
Sponsored by the Patriots?
No, this was Rob Gronkowski. He cleared through the league. You know what I'm saying? The league knew about it. And, you know, it was gambling going on. You know, all the stuff like this. But, you know, Gronk was wilding out, dancing, gyrating on stage. But that's called frat boy behavior. You know what I'm saying? That's Gronk being Gronk. You know what I'm saying? When Shady McCoy threw the party and he had the all-lady party, you send your pictures and resumes, you know, he got buried for that. The Vikings, the Lake Minnetonka scandal, they got buried for it. It was an outrage. But Gronk does it and it's okay. And everybody, you know, they quick to say it was because of the white privilege. You know what I'm saying?
I don't disagree with that. All I'm saying is that it might look different because the Vikings cruise was a Vikings cruise.
Okay.
This is a Gronk. This is like his cruise or his personal cruise or something he did out of his pocket. It's not a league sanctioned thing. So that might color the way that they do it different. But I don't disagree that they're saying that, yo, it's different. Y'all treating it different because it may have something to do with white privilege. I don't disagree with that at all.
And it's just like, I've just been noticing everything. All the TV shows is race related now. Like, surprise in the world, I watched Blackish last night.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I did. And you know, because everybody was talking about it's supposed to be the most important episode ever. And I mean, I watched it, and you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, me being a father, you know what I'm saying? Just to, you know, see, like, you know, yes, I do talk to my kids about race and how shit is. I'm not one of those people to sugarcoat anything. I tell my kids how it is. So, you know, I let them know, like, shit ain't motherfucking rainbows and unicorns outside, you know what I'm saying? So, but I noticed that a lot of TV shows are dealing with race now. Race, race, race. Like, everything is race now. And, I mean, I just, is that the... I mean, is that what's going on, Sarai? Everything can be brought back to race. And that's what it seems like to me, you know.
Like I said, I don't feel like that's changed in this country ever.
Oh, you think it's always been like this?
I think it's always been like that. I mean, if you look at the judicial system, we know that that's race-based. If you look at the housing, when the housing market crashed, they found out that black people were getting loans that they couldn't sustain. Mm. We look at student loans. We find that student loans aren't the same. We look at churches. We find that black churches aren't getting the opportunity to get the same loans that other churches are. So it's not different. I think that the reporting is more obvious because that's what we're interested in right now. It's a hot topic. It's a hot topic. You know, just it's kind of the news flow right now. We got, you know, it's presidential election time. So we got that going on. We have a black president. I will say that since Barack has been in office, this has definitely been a higher topic. It's definitely been of higher importance. But I don't think that's a media thing. I think that's an everybody thing. Because we've been talking about it since he started running. Yeah. When he first threw his head to the ring, uh-oh, black president. That's been the talk for black folks. It's been the talk for white folks. It's been the talk. So that's nothing different. Policing is no more racial than it's been before. I think we're just catching them now. We got body cams. We got cell phones. We got people who are pulling out cell phones. Hey, it's happening. So now we get to see it. This ain't no different, man. There's a reason why when the stories came out and they were talking about the professor, Princeton professor, they got caught outside his home and they said he was breaking in. We all had stories. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason we all have stories because it always happens. We ain't always had cameras, but we've always had stories. So I don't think it's any different, man. What gets really annoying from my regular day-to-day life living in Austin where it's like 4-5% black is having these conversations with white people. And they will tell you that they're ignorant on the subject and still give you an opinion. Like, don't do that. I don't think racism is bad. I mean, you know, I haven't done all the research, but then shut up. It's over. That's where the conversation needs to stop. Especially when I tell you, yo, they've done the research. It shows that for housing, for example, hey, it shows that black people are getting housing loans that are at a higher percentage with balloon payments that they can't sustain. We've seen that. Well, I don't know. I'd have to look at the research. I'm telling you it's out there. I don't agree with that. But I'm telling you it's out there. Yeah, I still don't see it. What you want me to do now? What are we doing?
You can't take your word for it. You're black.
I can't take that. I ain't had somebody tell me that, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing is a little... we're shifting the focus almost to where we're making it seem like all cops are bad because of the Black Lives Matter thing. And they're making people... take arms against the police. I'm like, that's not true. That's completely not true. Like, that's not what's happening. Well, you know what I mean? You got groups out there. You got opposite hate groups like the Black Panthers. That's completely not true. Well, I don't know anything about the Black Panthers, but I'm just saying. Well, then you're not saying shit. That's where the conversation goes. And so what happens is you have Beyonce's halftime performance. People get up in arms and they get all upset and it's anti-white and it's anti-police, but you don't even know. You can't give me a line from that song that makes you feel like it's anti-white or anti-police. There's not one bar.
So the police are now across the nation are boycotting, doing security for her shows. And I saw Minister Farrakhan stepped up and said he will provide security for Beyonce. So, I mean, that's pretty weird. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think the police can legally say that we're not going to provide. I mean, they protect the KKK.
I mean, the police are paid for, you know, like, when you're not on duty, like, you're paid to do that. So maybe they just like, nah, we're not, the union was like, nah, we're not going to, you know, y'all have to get your own security. They can't do that.
And that, hey, if that's what you want to do, if they are fine with protecting the KKK and saying that we're not going to protect Beyonce at a concert. We got a total different issue. First of all, do the cops protect concerts? I thought the venue provided security.
Yeah, but you pay, like, if you pay the cops, you're going to have to pay them. So if they don't want your business, you have to go somewhere else and get, like, security or something. You know, somebody to, you're not going to get the off-duty cops. Because off-duty cops are usually the ones that provide, you know, that's just for the event.
Hey, and that's
we had to get cops for the football games. We had to pay cops to be at our football game.
Wait, for Little League, though?
Yeah.
But you're not in a public, you're not in an arena.
I worked for
the Falcons when I was the beer man, and there were people, security guards there. Those weren't the cops on the field.
That's CSC. That's security. That's like that's the little security company.
Right. So, and you, this is supposed to be separate security. This is a cop security outside of that.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. This is all weird. I don't have a big problem with that. If you don't want to do that, get away. Fine. We should be protecting our own anyway. That's completely fine. Farrakhan should have been stepped up.
Another question is, all right. Bernie Sanders doesn't win the Democratic nod. Who you voting for?
I'm not voting anyway.
Okay, hypothetically. Saying you was so going
to... I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get it, that means that it's Hillary versus Trump?
Yeah.
I got to go Hillary. Okay. I got to go Hillary.
I'm going with Trump. If Bernie don't get it, I'm going with Trump. No, I'm just being for real, man, because I want somebody that's different. You know what I'm saying? Bernie and Trump, the only two that's different. So if it's, I just, you know, that's just my personal thing.
So you're fine with Trump spending $30 million of your tax dollars to build a wall around the country?
That's never going to get approved, but I mean, he can say that it's never going to get approved.
Is it? Is it not going to get approved? Like, what? So if you're looking at the candidates now, what is it about Trump that you like?
He's unpredictable.
That works for you?
Yes, I like it.
You think Hillary's predictable?
Yes, very. She's the establishment. She's part of it. Like, you know, it's going to be same of what's going on already. She's not going to legalize drugs. She's not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Bernie and fucking Trump, the only two going to legalize drugs. And them the only two I can see possibly doing. Why Trump? Because he's a businessman. He see drugs make money. He going to be like, well, fuck it. Let's get this money. Bernie the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, that's just how I'm leaning right now. Because as a politician, this is what I believe. If you're a politician and 51% of your constituents want you to do something, I think as an elected official, it's your job to make that happen. If 51% of the people want you to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the majority. That's how we decide things in America and a democracy. So if none of this, like, you're not doing shit because 20% of your people don't like it, nah, you got to do it because 50% do it. So that's just all me. That's just how I feel about it. I know I have a weird view on politics, but I just think that's how it should go.
I think it would make sense if that's how it worked. It's just not how it works.
That's how it should work.
So Trump get elected in office, he'll get in office, and then he's gonna at some point, because I don't really think that Trump sounds like a Republican from what I've heard.
He doesn't.
He's out there, he's running with the Republican Party because. But he don't really sound like a Republican. So he gets in office, and then he's gonna be another lame duck. They're not gonna go with the stuff that he does, so we got another figurehead, and I don't think that that's gonna change because democracy is jacked up. Whether it's Hillary, whether it's Bernie, whether it's Trump. And as a black person living in this city, in this state, where my vote doesn't count anyway, I'm not compelled to vote. And I feel like the voting structure has failed us at least 44 times.
At least vote in local and state elections, man. They're the ones you really, people need to understand that when you vote for Congress, mayor, and shit like that, them the ones that really fucking matter, because them the ones that really affect you. If you're not some big time corporation, the presidential election really don't affect you. But your fucking senators, congressmen, all them motherfuckers, aldermen, city council, them the motherfuckers that matter. And them the ones votes that really count, because shit be won by like 100 votes, 50 votes, you know, shit be close. So, you know what I'm saying? Check with them votes, man.
So the only problem with that, and I told you this is kind of what really put me on the I'm not voting this time situation, is being in Texas, I go to the poll to vote, and out of the 11 pages or 13 pages of local things that I'm voting for, at least 85 to 90% of it was uncontested Republican.
Damn.
So I'm looking for offices that I ain't never heard of, and it's five or six Republicans, no Democrat, no Libertarian, no other.
This is all right. Why don't you run for office down this, all right?
Let's see. How quickly would it take for my campaign to be destroyed? It would take them 5 hot minutes. Like, look, his shoe budget's bigger than his bill budget. He drives a gas guzzler.
Everybody does in Texas.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close. They might actually like me for that part. So that you got a good point there. They might like me for that part. Let's see. Does he have
cowboy hat?
No cowboy hat. I do have a lot of St. Louis Cardinal hats on. They'll hate me on that alone because we took the World Series away from the Rangers. My football team is the Rams, not the Cowboys or the Texans.
You don't like the Longhorns?
Don't like the Longhorns, like, at all. It's a former Big 12 rival. I'm not rocking with y'all. What else can we say? My credit's terrible. I don't know if that's going to help me. You know, I could go on without, you know, before I get too personal, but it wouldn't take them long.
You need Olivia Pope. You need Olivia Pope to help you out.
She would definitely have to clean up my past, yes, bro. Because I got, you know, I lived in Atlanta. I know where the abortion building is. That's all I'm saying.
Jesus Christ. God damn it, all right.
I'm just saying, I know where it is. I'm not saying that I was there or that I was involved or that.
That's like two niggas that on the fro staff that we know. God damn it, know where abortion building is in Atlanta.
I just know where it is, man. That's all I'm saying. It's not far from the varsity. It's not my fault. It's like a tourist attraction.
Oh, my God.
It's down the street. But look, so I couldn't make it. I wouldn't make it at all. But, you know, if you vote, I'm not one of those people that say black people don't vote. I am one of those.
I said black people don't vote. Fuck it.
No, like, I'm saying as a directive. I'm not telling black people not to vote.
Oh.
I'm not one of those people. You do what you want to do, man. Yeah. Just for my lifetime, my almost 40 years, I haven't seen it change much.
He said 40.
Yes, it is almost 40. It's not 50. And you know, you mentioned earlier, you were talking about how you talk about race with your kids. When was the first time, if you remember, that your kids realized that there was a difference between black and white?
excuse me. Had to be one day at school. You know what I'm saying? You know, my kids go to school with, you know, a mixed school. It's a nice little mixture of kids. So, you know, they got every nationality is represented. So it had to be something at school one day. I forgot, man. My son came home and told me. But it was something at school. You know, I had to explain to him. Like, you know, as you get older, you know what I'm saying? People start gravitating back to what they feel comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? So I like you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, you thought all y'all was cool. But as y'all got older, you know, he started hanging back with his crew. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, that's just how it is. And, you know.
Isn't that the messed up part? Is that even being a black kid with innocence, you find out about your blackness as a victim.
Yes.
Like, that's how it works. And we don't, even as much as you talk to your kid and show them black shit, until they have that situation, that first situation, they will always, from what I've seen, they're always a victim and they're always hurt by somebody telling them that they're black and they're less than.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way around it. They're not like, you're so cool, you black. I want to be like you. It's you're black so you can't hang out with me. Or you black so you can't do that. Or my parents don't like you because you're black. So when we're talking about this kind of stuff and we look at now, back when we were kids, we didn't have social media like that. You had to deal with that with your folks. These kids now can get on Twitter and be like, yo, this cat called me this. We not doing that. We boycotting this. We boycott. Like, you're active. You're automatically active and able to be active. And you're automatically, what's the word I want to put? Synthesized into the movement. Because there's that tangible reach to do stuff now. It's not just something that happened that you're talking about now at 40 years old that happened when you were 12. This is something that happened today that you can talk about today. So when I look at, you know, we look at WWE, we look at all these programs about this anti-bullying stuff, and that's cool. Where's the anti-racism? Why aren't we actively promoting that?
Man, bullying is a hot topic issue. People die from bullying. Nobody dies from racism. Sorry. Serious?
I wish we had the numbers to look at how many people that are bullied because of race. I would love to be, you know, in certain situations, how many people are bullying the only black kid at that school? How many Carltons are getting bullied?
Yep.
I'd like to know.
I mean, white boys getting bullied by black guys. Let's not act like this doesn't happen both ways now, sorry.
Does it really happen both ways?
Yes!
Actively.
Actively.
So we're talking about a majority black school.
Yes.
A white boy comes bullying white boys because he's white.
Yes. Yes, it happens. I know in the neighborhood, white boys can't even come around. If they come around, they get slapped up. They would just slap him just because he's white. And I call them crackers to their face. Like, cracker, what you doing around here? I mean, run the motherfucker straight up out of there. I'm like, God damn.
In these same neighborhoods where this happening, are people getting slapped up because they're not from that area?
Nah, not like these niggas getting slapped up just because they white and in an area. Like, I'm telling you, man, this shit is nuts.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying on the opposite side. So, like, the video you watched on Snap the other day where a dude was saying tourists don't even come here.
Yeah.
If that's the neighborhood, they're actively attacking everybody.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
So, in that situation, I'm wondering if the situation where you're saying that this is happening to white people.
It's all right. If me and you came through, they wouldn't slap us up immediately. They'd first hear us out.
They probably slap me up immediately. I stand out.
I'm sorry, man. You got J's on there, bro. This nigga cool, man. He got them new J's on.
You know what they gonna say? They gonna say, bro, what size you wear?
Nah, man. Nah, they ain't gonna ask you that, man. They gonna be like,
that's what he go down. Hey, look, we gonna get into shoe talk in a minute, but if anybody come up to you and ask you what size shoe you wear, it's on. Just understand, it's on. This is not a conversation starter. This is a conversation ended, bro. It's on. If you trill, you gonna say your size and be ready for it.
Yes, sir.
And if you're not, just give me your shoes. Mm. But that's what it's about. They ask about your shoes.
It's gotta be the worst day ever to get your shoes lifted from you, boy. It's gotta be like stealing when they're in my locker. Don't steal them off my feet, bro. Like, God damn, man.
You don't know how tight your ass can get until you go into Foot Locker on release day to get your shoes and they tell you they ain't got no bag for you. And you walking across the mall with a bag of J's that seem like it's made of gold and shining with neon signs, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, you remember on them cartoons where the wolf used to look at the motherfuckers and just see like a piece of food or
that's
something?
That's exactly how you feel.
Right? Yes, yes, yes. You feel like a fucking turkey with smoke coming from it, motherfucker just salivating, looking at you like, I could just take these from these niggas real quick.
It was disgusting because I pulled in, I got my 72 10s. At the mall, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I parked on the wrong side of the mall. So you got two options. You can either go to the other side, or you can just go in because you're already running late anyway. I had to just go in, walk all the way across the mall. Everything's closed. It's random people walking around. You go in to get your shoes, you pay your money, and you walk, hey, we ain't got no bag. Really? I got to carry this size 13 in my hand just out? That's it? That's all we got. Sorry, bro. Man, I was walking in circles walking around. Like, just spinning. I was looking like a spinning top. Because you got to keep your head on the swivel.
Yes, sir.
And that was the longest walk, bro. That is the longest walk. But anyway, we done got way off topic. Let me know what y'all think. You know, we always ask y'all to do stuff. Y'all don't do it. We know a few of y'all gonna post. So, yeah. Rule of myself, we appreciate that.
Nah, you know what? No, we appreciate even more, Rule of Myself. Uh-oh. Some motherfucking coupons, some tickets for some free, you know what? I don't want to put your employee out there, but yeah, me and Sol Wright would love some coupons from your job.
Hey, can we get a drop too? Can you call in and give us a drop, bro? It'd be awesome, man, to have you on the show, man. I know, the powers that be, I won't say no names, but they told me I got to rotate these names, so they rotate the drops. So
I'm just going to call him El Pollo Loco.
I got to make sure I have some drops on deck. So if you give me another job, I'd appreciate it, man. But anyway, man, let me know what y'all think about race. Is the media spoken it? Are people acting out? Is racism as big as it was?
Yes.
Just let me know what your thoughts are on the whole
race. We might spawn the Klan back again, man. I mean, I know the Klan is back, but I mean, you know, they might recruit some new members because of how much race baiting we getting on the TV, man. Because it's somebody out there in the middle of fucking nowhere that don't have shit to get online, and he gets on some forum, and next thing you know, this motherfucker, you know, in the Klan, nigga, look, you know what I'm saying?
Let me just jump on that point real quick. Two things. One, the Klan never dissipated. It never
But I'm just saying, but I think they're going to have, the climate is right for them to pop off with new members and become like a force again, almost, you know what I'm saying? Because that's I just don't want that to happen again.
Hey, I don't think it changed. Like, they're cops. There's a guy that just lost his job the other day because there's a picture of him with the Klan, and he's trying to sue them because he says that him being part of the Klan has nothing to do with his ability to police fairly.
Right. No, sir.
Right.
No.
And I don't mean like you're in the Klan, there's a picture of you in the Klan hangout. Like, you're standing next to a dude in a full hood with your hand up. Like, you in the Klan, bro.
Yeah, it's the reason why they say people who, that work at the lottery can't play, win the lottery, motherfucker.
Right, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you in the Klan.
Look, you have just as many chances to win as me, but, you know, it's always that motherfucking slimmer of hope that you might have fixed the shit. So, you know.
Just maybe. And second of all, Dylan Roof happened. So, they're going to be out there recruiting regardless. You know what I'm saying? Dylan Roof wanted to start a race war because of what he saw from Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown. Which were too uninitiated. Like, don't even get me started. So, just let me know what y'all's thoughts are, man. We're going to move on in the show. This is pretty important, too. Because I feel like we should have covered this a long time ago, as much as we watch or we have watched porn before in our lives. Terry Crews is the next celebrity that says that he's addicted to porn and rehab. It's always these Christian cats, too, right? Him, Kirk Franklin. Anyway, he's addicted to porn, and now he's going to rehab.
Yeah.
Didn't Tiger
He's been in rehab for a while. He said about 6 years, I think he said.
So let me get this straight. Terry Crews, a black dude that used to play football, he's in shape, he's in Hollywood, is addicted to porn and needs rehab. And he's married. He's been married for 12 years or something now?
Yeah. He said he felt like, you know, his addiction was his needing to have sex is the reason why he got so many kids. And he said he's just, you know, make his wife have sex with him to satisfy his urges and shit, because he said he couldn't get enough of it, man. That's crazy.
So really what Terry Crews is saying, that he has a really high sex drive.
Yep.
And to get off when his wife's not able or not around, he goes to porn. So porn isn't the addiction, right?
Porn is the addiction. Maybe he watches so much porn that he gets aroused that he gotta, you know, instead of just beating off, he like, yo, I'm not wasting no nuts. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to spray her club up. You know, I'm shoot the club straight up. Ba 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 ba. Just shoot straight up in the club. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, and that's just what happens.
So what, first of all, can you be addicted to porn? I feel like there is a mental problem that you can have where you need porn to do regular shit.
I know two niggas that's addicted to porn. Two.
Actively
addicted to porn. Like, actively. Two. I know two. I mean, this nigga, and you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say his name, Blood. You know what I'm saying? Nickname. Wow. This nigga, he was addicted. Like, this nigga had a porn collection for your ass, all right? I'm talking about, this nigga looked like little blockbuster movies of porn. Like, he had so much porn. Like, under his bed, he had, like, I mean, you should have seen this shit. This shit was ridiculous. I mean, this nigga would watch porn all day long. He could eat and watch porn. Like, you just go to his house, he watching porn. Like, you know, be easy. He got a porn problem. Wow. Nah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put him out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, Be Easy watches a lot of porn, man. I mean, like, this nigga used to have, like before all the USB drives could hold so much fucking, you know, shit on it. This nigga had, like, blocks wrapped in, like, aluminum foil or just hard drives with just porn on it. Like, like bricks of cocaine. I thought this nigga was a drug dealer. I went to his house, I was like, damn, what the fuck? This nigga got, like, I see aluminum foil wrapped up. I was like, yo, this nigga a drug dealer. Oh, nah, those are hard drives, man. Had nothing but porn on them. God damn.
So wait, let's define. I hate to be one of those dudes, but let's define addicted. Are you saying that these people, Be Easy and Blood, can't go through a regular day without watching or interacting with porn?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that they cannot go through a whole day without watching porn.
Wow. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's like when you have a terabyte of porn, a terabyte. I don't know. Look, I ain't no tech nigga.
That's a lot. Just put it
down. I know a gigabyte is more. I know a terabyte more than a gigabyte.
That's a lot. You know?
Yeah, and when you have that much porn, just, I mean, you know, come on.
That's first of all, I think a terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes.
Okay, well, it's probably more than that now, but yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you can be addicted to porn. Like, my homeboy said you can't be addicted to porn. And he's addicted, too. He watch a lot of porn. My other nigga, Filthy McNasty. That's his nickname.
Dang, I know that name.
Yes. Yes.
I agree with you. I think that you could definitely be addicted to porn. I don't know what rehab is supposed to do.
Exactly, because it's too readily available for you. You just can't go to them websites. Like, I mean, stop. Like, but it's so much porn out there. Like, I mean, one day my son, I went through his little history on his phone, And what are you doing on Pornhub? And he gonna lie and tell me some. Oh, his cousin showed, like, his older cousin, like, he probably like Buddy Brown, about a year or two older than my son. So, you know, they was together. So he probably did show him that. But then my son was probably trying to show his friends. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, I had explained to him what sex is, shit like that, what's going on. You know, this shit is nuts, man. It's everywhere.
But I feel like it gets a little convoluted when you have somebody like Terry Crews or Tiger Woods or any of these people say that they're addicted to the sex because there's opportunity. Once you put opportunity in there, like, what really is Terry Crews going for? You have a wife. I'm assuming that as a Christian man, you're not cheating on your wife. Why are you going to rehab? You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? I mean, but outside the marriage.
He's saying that his addiction to porn is changing, is messing up his relationship with his wife and his normal life because he got to watch porn so much that he can't function without it. So it's a problem.
So,
and I think that's because of the internet. The internet made it like so you can have, like, you can find any kind of porn you want to watch on the internet. So, right, any kind, nigga. Any kind. And that's ridiculous. Back in the day, you used to have one tape between your homeboys, and y'all used to rotate who had it. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, you finished with that tape? Oh, man, my cousin got it. You know what I'm saying? It'd be some more bullshit, but y'all had that. Now, shit, you want Asians a day, blacks tomorrow, whites, midgets, Brazilians, dudes, donkeys, like anything, nigga, you can get it.
But is that, I guess I'm confused at what the problem is. Like, if that's your thing, if you're one of those people that have an addictive personality and you get started with this whole lifestyle, porn for Terry Crews seems like something that you would do because you're busy and you don't want to get out there with the people. You don't want to step outside your marriage. Porn sounds like the solution.
But what if, obviously it's causing him some kind of strife. Like, so you know, he always.
That's the next question. Is it causing you a problem or is your platform getting big enough to where this is going to get you, like you said, publicity stunt? He hosting shows now. He's popping up all over the place. There's another movie coming out. He's already looking to star in. Like, is this publicity or is this an actual issue?
It's got to be an issue, sir, right?
Or is it an issue within Christians that have this look against sex that's causing y'all all these extra problems? I don't know.
You know, they have couples porn, like, for married people.
I'm confused in that. Like, it's like porn has two people in it anyway.
But no. This is, it's like it's porn directed for married couples. Like it's not like, you know, your regular porn. It's
so there's an actual story. So it's not showing up and the dick come out in 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's more
like somebody's washing the dishes and the other one's doing the laundry.
But no. It's more sensual and it's not as I guess it's softer porn. If you want to say it ain't as hardcore, like, but it's. Yeah, they got married couple porn. And they got Christian porn.
Look, I'm going to go ahead and peel back the curtain here and let y'all know a little bit more about me than you should. If I'm putting porn on, I'm trying to get this shit over with. I don't need a scene. I don't need build up.
Porn used for? Arousal?
Or getting one off.
But, so that's arousal. So, what happens when you don't get aroused by porn and you just sitting there watching it?
Why are you watching it?
Because you have a problem. That's what we get at, sorry. See how it came full circle right there, sorry? It came full circle.
I guess I just don't comprehend. I don't have, like, the addictive type personality. So when I smoked, when I worked my job, I smoked because I could. And when that part of my job left, I quit smoking. When I was drinking, it was because I had the opportunity. When I didn't have the opportunity, I stopped drinking. I watch porn when I have the opportunity. I feel like I need to watch porn. And when I don't just watch porn during the regular day. So I don't have that type of personality. So I can't understand that completely. To be stuck to having to do something to operate for your regular day. I guess the closest thing I have is probably Xbox and gym.
I mean, you're addicted to the Xbox already. You need to turn your Xbox off.
It's actually off now. Damn.
What?
It is off now. I did turn
Cal Ripken streak is over.
It's off now. But yeah, I don't understand that. I can't compute. I don't compute. Married porn.
You can buy shoes, all right.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Once you got a little taste of that, you've been going crazy.
I did have a really busy year last year.
Yeah.
But that's Nike's look. Fault.
Oh, it's Nike's fault. So you want to blame somebody else? Sounds Nike's like an fault. Addict. Sounds like an addict.
2014, when those Legend Blues dropped, and I had them, and then they told me I didn't have them after 2 weeks of waiting, I lost my mind, bro. And that was it. I just started, anytime I saw something I wanted to cop, I just copped them. I don't have those sneaker stories from, yeah, my parents couldn't afford this when I was a kid and I always wanted. I don't tie in like that. It's shoes that I want and I just went and get them. Because I don't have these other addictions. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't go out, I don't do that kind of stuff. So shoes is kind of my thing. But addiction, I don't know if it, addiction would be like I have to cop every Jordan release. I passed on Jordans. I passed on Jordans. I passed on the Jordans this weekend.
Oh, no, you're getting the 12s this weekend, sorry.
I'm not getting the 12s. I don't need the Legend Blues. I got the flu games.
You still didn't get the Masters, and then just, you know, be complete with it.
Nah, there's no need. There's no need. Jeremy's trying to make me get these. And I see you have this on here, so you kind of rolled me into this.
Yes, because, I mean, you know, was you standing there like, Monday, man, people's, that's the big thing now, the raffle, people standing in line to get the little tickets to buy these shoes this weekend. I just want to know, Sarai going to be one of those guys, but apparently Sarai said he's not going to do it.
I've done one raffle in my life. I guess you could say two, but I did them on the
side. How does that work, Sarai?
So you show up on whatever day, if the shoe releases on Friday, you show up like Tuesday or Wednesday. You put your name, it's legit like a raffle. You put your name and shoe size and phone number on the ticket. They give you one half, they keep the other half, and you take your monk ass either to the next store or you go home. And you wait for them to call you on Wednesday or Thursday, and say, yo, this is Foot Locker, we pulled your name, you're eligible to get your shoes. You show up that Friday before the store opens, you show them your card, you pay your money, you walk out. I did two of those in one day at the same mall. One of the guys I was talking to was like, yeah, he pulled out his wallet. He had 17 tickets, bro.
Damn.
He hit 8 malls in Austin and Dallas to get the 72 tens. And so if he hit on each of those, he would have to get to each store to buy those shoes and pay $220 for those shoes each time. That's a lot. Like, for me, doing it that one day was weird, and having to wait that extra day was odd. Just like, yo, I gotta wait.
So, no, they can't force you to buy it, can they?
No, they can't force you to buy it.
Oh.
But, you know, if you just want your shoes, if you enter that many, you're just trying to up your chances, right?
Okay.
So, me and my boy in St. Louis, for the 72 tens, we did 13 raffles. Damn. I did 2. He did 11 in St. Louis. We hit once. And that was mine here. So, out of the 11 raffles he did in St. Louis, or he went in and put his information down, none of them people called him. Wow. So I can't imagine that life. Before, you used to just have to show up and camp out. And the problem is that people were camping out like it was Black Friday.
Yeah.
They was out there a day or two before, allegedly. Now, this is where the media comes in. Allegedly, there was violence in the lines and stuff like that. And I don't know if that ever happened in the line. Now, once you got your shoes, it's hey, game on. You're on the hunt. But as far as in the line goes, I don't know if that happened. So, then there's YouTube channels all about this, where people do this on a regular basis. I just take my shot with the internet, bro.
Okay.
I've been let down on the internet a couple times, and I've been fairly lucky on the internet. Like the Maroons. I got 2 pair of the Maroons.
So where do you go on the internet to get the most legit Jordans?
I only deal with Big Box on the internet.
Big so, Box?
Big, like Foot Locker, Finish Line, okay. Nike, Champs, Big Box stores, places that are everywhere. Those are the places I go. If it's something that I really need and I miss out, then I guess I got to go to kicksify.com, or you don't want to go to, but you might have to, New York Fight Club, or Fight Club New York. I don't go there enough to know the name offhand, but they tax it.
Yeah.
They tax it. Like, some people call them New York Rape Club, because some 11s will cost you $300-$500. Easy.
Shit. Suck my motherfucking dick.
Pantones are probably about $1,100. Cool grays are probably $1,200.
Niggas stupid. And then these little young niggas be having these shoes, man. I don't know where these niggas get the money from these days, man.
Well, so that leads to, if that's how much the authentics cost, then you got them reps. You can get bootlegs anywhere. eBay, you probably gonna get bootlegs. I've been lucky on eBay. I've got like one pair right now that I'm not sure about. I got to get checked out. Got one pair that don't really need. It's So one pair I jumped on, I'm like, eh.
I've been how much you pay for those, all right?
I think those are the Gammas. I paid $150 for those.
Oh, they might be real.
They might be real. The feedback was good enough, and they were worn. So, you know, it was a bidding where like 20, 30 people bid. I think it was $150. Shipping was $20. But I'm looking at them, and I don't know. Like, so people, they always say that you can tell by looking at 23 on the back. That's not true. I got some from Nike before, and the 23 on the back looked like trash. The other side, if you sit in the bad boy's back, if you rocking with them.
They say squeeze the bottom. And the bottom, if it, you squeeze the bottom, shouldn't feel like squishy at all or something like that.
Yeah, the carbon fiber, you know, you should be able to feel it. Here's the thing, the reps are getting so good that you can't even tell.
I'm about that life. As long as they, like, my buddy got some fake Jordans that he wear, but he said he only wear them with the jean covered the Jordan because Jordan, the Jumpman, got a booty on it. Yo, you gotta see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but if they're older Jordans, the Jumpman's gonna have a booty. That's the thing. Like, that's not a way to tell either. So if you got some Jordans that's like up to 2008, the stitching was different then. So you gonna have Jays that's got a booty on them.
God damn it.
Ain't no way to tell. You know, now you might, if your Jordan got a pot belly, you might want to rock with that. But the booty crack don't tell you nothing. You want to pull up this, and you can YouTube it. They got professionals. I'm not a professional. I'm just a dude that buys shoes. If you pull up the insole, first of all, if you pull up the insole and it's glued down, that's a good sign that you probably got some real ones. There should be a stamp under there, or there should be a sign that there was a stamp at some point if you buy them used under the insole that'll let you know. Inside your box, if you get an authentic with a box, check the stamp. There should be a stamp on both sides of the box. The lid and on the box part itself. That kind of stuff. But a lot of these times, if you go on eBay, you're going to buy a pair. They ain't gonna come with a box. They'll tell you that. They're gonna tell you don't come with an insole. So then you just, hey, it's a shot in the dark. It's up to you. I don't necessarily care about the reps. If I'm buying some reps, though, I want to know that I'm buying reps. Don't tell me I'm buying replicas.
Okay. Yeah, you can't just be saying all that and we don't know what you're talking about.
My bad, man. Don't tell me I'm buying authentics and they bootleg. Like this Gamma pair. This Gamma, if they fake, then I'm mad. Even though I got it for $150. I was told they were real. And if they fake, I'm mad that I paid $150 for some fake ass shoes, because you can get those for $100, $85 all day long. And that's do you. Young kids, I almost encourage you to buy some fakes. So you're not spending $300 on some shoes. Go buy some fakes, bro. Don't do like it's all right. I'm not a smart man. I just like what I like, man. So you on the hook for the Masters this weekend.
I'm not on the hook.
What do you mean you're not on the hook? So you didn't do a raffle. Are you just going to show up or you going to buy them online?
I'm not buying them shoes.
I thought you was buying the Masters.
No, not me. I said I'm waiting till May to get the black and red 12s, man.
No, we talked about this last episode. I thought you was getting the Masters.
Nah, man. I backed out, man. I got to do every time, man. Look, like I do every time, I probably won't get the 12s either, man. Who knows, man? I talk a good game, man. I'm not gonna buy no more Jordans, man. I probably won't, man.
I think I got like, so the Space Jams come out in December. I'm probably gonna get those. It's the Christmas 11s. I'm probably gonna do that again. The Flu Games, I already got an OG pair. You trying to get those, right? That's in September, I think.
No, they come out May the 20 something.
Those are May. I do want the Fridge Blue 12s. They come out March 26th. And I do want the, I think they call it the Dunk from Above. It's the Blue Pole. Why are you laughing?
Because of the names.
The names are ridiculous.
Who comes up with these?
I have no idea, brother. Streets. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they have a name on the box, and then the streets name them however they're going to name them. I think the Dunk from Above is the technical name. The French Blues is the technical name. The Space Jam is the technical name.
Oh, man. Did you get the Yeezys that came out this past week?
No chance in hell. I would never pay for Yeezys. Ever. I don't think I want... Huh?
The all black ones, though. You could have got them.
I'm good. Like, is those look like Nike Rashis.
Yeah, they do.
And I don't like those either.
I hate them shits. Them shits look disgusting.
I'm not really a fan of non-structured shoes.
This shit just looks, I don't like it. Then I got an ugly foot, so I definitely couldn't wear it. That's definitely why I hate them, too.
If you got a foot that's got any size on it, any width, you don't really want to unstructure shit.
Yeah, I got Fred Flintstone feet.
So it's comfortable. It's like you wearing socks. But at the same time, people look at your foot, it's like you're walking on blobs.
Yeah.
It's just not fun, man. It's not fun, man. Ugh. What's the most that you spend on your kids' shoes?
Oh man, shit, $200. I mean, my son got KDs. He got KDs, LeBrons, Jordans. I mean, you know. Yeah.
So your son is still growing.
Yeah.
So you buy the shoes now that you know he's not gonna be able to wear in 4 months.
Well, nah. I mean, the shoes, he wear about a 9. You know what I'm saying? He wear about a 9. You know, a 9-9. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah.
Is he one of those that wears the shoes hard enough that you can't even resell them?
Man, hell yeah. My son go hard in the paint. Like, you know, I'm teaching him now to take care of his shoes. So, you know, like his Aqua 8s that he got, you know, he take care of them. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but he didn't fucked up like, you know, the KDs and shit. You know, the black and orange and blue KDs, he can still wear them, but you know, the rest of them, he bought some KDs he got. They were like gray and hot pink or fruit punch or something. I forgot what they were called. They had some kind of name to them. He got them. You know, it's weird. He learning, man. He's only 12.
So, like, do you teach him? Because people ask me, like, do you wear the same pair of shoes every day? Or I'm like, I try not to. Yeah, like, I got some beaters that I run errands in, but on a regular basis, that's kind of the point of having a lot of shoes, so you don't wear them out. Do you teach him that, or do you just say, wear what you want
to
wear?
No. I had to tell him that, because I was like, man, when he first got a J's, you know, first day you rock them, yeah, that's cool. But then he tried to rock them the next day. I said, nah, you can't do that. I said, only rock them when you got shit to wear with it. I said, so, you know, I said, till you get enough purple and teal shit, you know what I'm saying, don't just rock your shit, you know, looking, you know, so that way, I said, then that'll make them last. I said, because, you know, if you got like a black shoe, like the black Arachis, yeah, you can wear them all the time. They black, you know what I'm saying? Them could be a little everyday shoe right there. But, you know, when you want to, you know, stunt, want to dress up, you know, wear your other shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm teaching them, man.
That's really something. I don't know if that's a sneakerhead thing or just a person thing. It's something about being able to break out a fresh pair of kicks. You're going to actually do something important. Like, I got my 7210s. I haven't worn them yet. I've almost worn them to the gym. But I'm like, I just want that one moment I can break them out and be like, bye, yeah. You know, I got that new shit.
Everybody, I'm just want to let everybody know, Sawright will be attending South by Southwest this year. So Sawright will be out there in attendance at the festivities. So holler at your boy Sawright if you see him, man.
Let me let y'all know, 100% I will not be there.
Sawright, you will be there.
Number one, I work nights. So that already blocks off most of the show.
What time? You work all night long?
Dude, I work from 6:30 to 11:30.
Oh, you get off at 11:30. That's perfect timing. Sawright, you're going to be at these events, Sawright. You will be. If we get you press passes and you backstage chilling, kicking it up with Kendrick Lamar.
I'm absolutely telling you right now, do not get me press passes because I'm not going.
God damn it, I'm not going, bro.
I went to Austin City Limits, which is a very much smaller version of South by Southwest. It's like just a big concert for 2 or 3 days. It's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 weeks. I went one day, bruh. It's the worst run, worst thing you could ever do to yourself. From the parking, to the traffic, to the standing around, to the people farting and throwing up, to...
It's all right. This is what we're going to do, man. We're going to catch up. Do you have city bus? I know you live out in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. Is there a city bus anywhere near you?
Of course not.
God damn it.
Of course not. Where South by Southwest is downtown... I think that the train allegedly goes out that way. The train is not too far. I don't know. I never rode the train out here.
Well, we'll be with GQ Blue. We're going to catch an Uber. We're going to get down there. And we're going to have a good time. So you going, Sawright. If we got to fly in town and make you go.
I'm not going. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking off work to go.
Sawright. You're not going to have to take off work. You just go when you get off. You
know what I'm not. Bro, I am old, man. I'm not going out at 11:30.
I'm not going out
at 11:30.
It's all right, man.
But listen, a weeknight. I'm not going out at 11:30 on a weeknight.
It's all right. This is not like this every day. You can muster up, you know what I'm saying? You can, you know, what that old lady tell LeBron, suck it up, LeBron. You can suck it up, it's all right.
That was,
you know,
hilarious, too. Yes. But that's not happening. It's all right. Will not be at South by Southwest. I'm not doing it. I'm definitely not doing it, no J's.
We all going, man.
Y'all should have a great time.
Nah, you coming with us.
I'm not going.
Jesus Christ, man. So you telling us we all in town, your little brother GQ Blue, you going to turn him down? You like, nah, man, I'm not going.
I'm telling you before you show up that I'm not going. Yes, now, if you decide to get here and try and make me go, that's your fault. I let you know beforehand, I'm not going. So it's up to you what you want to do with your money, but I'm not going. Man, just saying, man. I'm old and stubborn.
That's a fucking bullshit.
I'm old and stubborn, man. You're not gonna force me into it because you bought a plane ticket. It's not how that works. It's not how any of this works.
I'm catching a greyhound there, man. I'm catching a greyhound.
You're a fool. You're a fool.
Yes, man.
You're gonna have a great time with South by Southwest. Tell me all about it. Because I'm not going. I'm not gonna do it. Where are we at? This is kind of tied into what you had on here about South by Southwest. We're talking about it. The craziest thing we did drunk. This is very easy for me. I don't get drunk. So I have nothing to put on here.
Wow. Sarright doesn't get drunk.
Nope. Never had a hangover, none of that stuff. I've never been drunk to where I'm out of pocket.
Wow. I know me personally, man. I was, it was my buddy's 25th birthday, and he had like a half a gallon of some Jack Daniels, and it was probably about seven of us, and we just took shots all night till that bottle was gone. Like, I've never been that fucking drunk before, like, violent drunk, like, blackout drunk,
wow,
couldn't see drunk, like, outslept outside drunk, you know what I'm saying?
You were that drunk?
Yes, I slept on the back porch, like, I was just... I threw up, and I was so fucked up, I couldn't even get up. I just turned my head it was disgusting, man.
This is my question to you who've been there.
Yes.
How do you convince yourself to have another drink when you reach that point where you like,
your mouth? You just feeling social. You just like, oh, let me throw another, because your mouth get numb after a certain point. And you know what I'm saying? So then you just drinking them, because like one night, you know, we went to this little spot down here, like in the last year, King Jeremy got drunk, you know what I'm saying? I usually didn't drink. Like I used to could count the times on my hand I've gotten drunk, but in the last year, I've lost count, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It used to be like that. Prior to 2015, I could say, hey, I remember I got drunk this time, you know, I knew it. Now, oh no, went to this place called Bulls, and Friday nights, they had this little special, pay $10 to get in. They give you a cup, you know what I'm saying? And with this cup, you can go to the bar and get your drink all night, you know what I'm saying? You know, or you can go to the bar, pay an extra $5-7 to get this fucking big-ass 32-ounce cup, and they'll fill the shit up with alcohol. So, you know, it was birthday weekend. We went out, me and my partners. I said, hey, I'm getting a big cup this week, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. I drank probably like 4 or 5 of them big ass cups of alcohol, my nigga. It's all right. I was drunk as fuck. And then I did the dumbest shit ever. I drove home that night and I made it home. No problems. Nothing happened. But I felt stupid because I was like, why did I do that? Like, I could have got pulled over, lost everything. You know what I'm saying? That was the dumbest shit I ever did while I was drunk, man. You know what I'm saying? Didn't get pulled over. Thank the Lord. But I was just like, yo, if I make it to Park Avenue, I'm straight. Cause I could ride Park Avenue straight home. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like this street we got, it's called Park Avenue. Then they got all these streets named after like Monopoly and shit. This shit is weird as fuck. And I was just like, what, Baltic? What the fuck is going on here? Like, I'm on Park Ave, and then they got all these Monopoly streets. But yeah, then we got another neighborhood. They got all the states and cities and shit. This shit is weird as fuck, man.
So then I have to recant. I have been drunk enough where I drove home like, why am I doing this? I've been that drunk. But I haven't been drunk enough to where I passed out or, you know, threw up or did no stupid shit. I haven't been that drunk. But I guess it's my 21st birthday. That sounds about right. And in Atlanta, the World Bar, I think it was when the World Bar opened. And they had free drinks from 10 to midnight. So we got in, me and my boy got in, it was like $5. And then the drinks, we just used to go up there, we was going up there double fisted. So we was drinking until 12. When 12 stopped, we stopped drinking. We left the club at like 2. So I was already coming down off that. I ain't paid nothing for drinks that night. Yeah. Came down, so I drove home, and I lived in Morrow at the time, which is 35, 45 minutes away from Atlanta.
Yeah.
I drove all the way to Morrow.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know how I did that. But still, that's as drunk as it got. That's as stupid as it got. Now, I've been high to where, what the hell are you doing?
High is different than being drunk. When you're drunk, you have no control of your body.
Yeah, high, you just... You're sound. You're making decisions, and you're like, yeah, making through it. Like, yeah,
you're just dopey. You're just like
driving no. Driving the BMW on the highway in first gear. Yeah, I don't know how the hell I didn't kill that BMW, bro. It was like, it was loud as shit. I think we was going to Crystals. And it, wee! I was like, oh, shit, I'm still in first, bro. And we just laughed like a motherfucker. I was killing it. I was high as shit. But, yeah, I don't understand how when you get drunk, like, I drink to get nice. Once I'm good, I'm done. I don't know how it is to take that extra drink to where you... pissing on the sides of walls and doing beer pong and jumping through tables. Like Ridiculousness, you watch Ridiculousness?
Yes, my son loves that. My
How
son
do they get that it. Drunk?
Hey man, listen, my buddy, he, God bless his soul, he's still alive, but he loves to drink. He drinks at least a pint. Well, he said he stopped drinking on January 2nd, but prior to January 2nd, right. He would at least drink a pint of Hennessy every day. At least a pint of Hennessy. So, Yeah. And I mean, he did other things like this motherfucker. I mean, I saw him sniff a line that was probably about 6 to 8 inches long. And once he sniffed it, he did the Sammy Sosa bounce. I swear to God, nigga. He sniffed it. I swear to God. He said, he jumped. He's like, oh, he did the Sammy Sosa bounce. Wow. Just like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? So he go balls to the wall. But one night, you know, he used to call me. I used to get off work at 2 o'clock in the morning. He'd call me when he downtown. And he'd be like, hey, man, can you give me a ride home? You know, that's my nigga. I want to see him get fucked up. You know, he's a white dude, but I used to call him my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but, you know, and I give him a ride home. One night, he was so fucking drunk. Like, I had to help him get out of his car. He was walking down the steps, and he ran straight into the fucking brick wall. The next day, I seen him. You know, I came by house, check on him, make sure he was all right. He was like, man, some dudes jumped on me last night, beat my motherfucking ass. I said, oh, for real? He was like, yeah, man, look at my face, man. You know what I'm saying? So he told me, he made up this whole story about somebody beating him up. And I was just like, damn. So I said, Brian, that didn't happen. He was like, how you know? I said, bro, I'm the one that fucking brought you home. I said, you walked down the steps. You fell down the steps and brushed your motherfucking face. He was like, that's what happened? I was like, yes.
So he had no recollection, but he just assumed
somebody had beat his ass. Wow. Yes, because he was fucking, I mean, his face was fucked up, man. I mean, he was like, I was wondering why I was all sore and everything. Like, yes, man. Like, yeah, he used to get blackout drunk. Like, he lived in a little studio apartment that, it wasn't a studio. Well, it was an apartment that had a bedroom up top that was kind of open. You know what I'm saying? One of them little shits. Yeah.
Blues place.
Something like that, yeah. So this motherfucker got drunk one night. He was up in his room. He jumps off the motherfucking edge down on the couch. And I was just like, hey, you a crazy motherfucker. Like, I mean, he just get drunk and just do crazy shit, man. So, yeah.
I've never been in a room actively and known that cocaine was in the room.
For real, sorry?
Never. Like, if somebody had it, it was in their pocket, but it was never on the table in the line.
So you don't hang with white people, so all right, and they just break out the coke and just start sniffing coke like it's no problem?
Look, I don't hang around white people, black people that have cocaine just on their person. I don't live risky. I just don't.
I mean, it's just like people, a lot of people do coke, and this shit is just like, it was surprising me because I was just like, oh shit, motherfuckers doing coke. Like, I've just never, and they were just sitting there talking like, yeah, man, it's pretty cool. And I'm just like, okay,
that happened, bro. And I've lived in Phoenix. It's like one of the whitest states in the country.
And they was coking it out there. Yes, and they was, you probably just didn't realize it. They was going to the bathroom.
I think it's fair to say that I don't make a lot of friends when I move either. So there's that. Like, I don't go out and kick it and have friends on the regular. Like, right now, if I know you, it's probably because of the gym. I don't go out. So there's that. I think the hardest drug I've ever seen anybody do in person was acid.
God damn.
And it was like a little tablet the dude had on his tongue. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't around me when he did it. Like, we were in the car. This dude ran up to the car. It's a dude we knew. Ran up to the car, stuck his tongue out with that shit on there. He's like, I'm on that shit, and ran off. That was it.
Yeah.
I didn't see him for like 4 days. So I don't know what happened about that. But cocaine, if you pull out a line of coke, bro, I can't fuck with you no more. I don't need you around me. So you've been around people like when we watch TV shows, they got the little vial, put their pinky in it, and just do a hit and keep it moving.
Man, people use straws. They cut straws in half and use them. They use bills. You know, yeah.
This is real shit. This is not just TV shit.
not TV shit. They get there, they break out the little credit card, they sit down, you know, smash it, like, whatever, smooth the coke out, cut it with their little, split up their little lines, whoever doing it, and they sit down, you know, how they, some people bump, you know what I'm saying, the bump usually, like, and they just pick up the little straw, dip it in the coke, take a little quick little hit, you know what I'm saying, pass it on to the next nigga, you know, they had a little bag and pass it around, you know. Yeah, I've been around, seen that shit. I ain't never did no coke. I never will do any coke because, you know, I like, you know what I'm saying, my drug of choice is marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, if I want to get more, I drink. You know what I'm saying? But that's usually as far as I need to go. Yeah, I wild out the night, you know, early, you know what I'm saying, wild back, took some ecstasy and shit. That was just because, you know, but that's about the extent of my drug use. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really did nothing like that. I ain't did no Molly or nothing shit like that. Nah, none of that. Nah, I'm good.
So that video you were watching on Snapchat, dude said he like dirty.
What's dirty? Yes. Dirty is when you mix coke and weed and smoking. You know, a lot of niggas in South Florida like that shit. You know, and, but you wouldn't mix it with no high grade. You just usually use like some mid and you mix it with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
The niggas too complicated, man. My luck ain't good enough to, you know, the moment I decide to try some shit, it'll be the end. Like, it'll be a cop raid randomly at the wrong apartment, and they'll catch me with the one little vial of crack I ever purchased in my life. I just don't need those problems, bro. I just don't need those problems. I just don't fuck around. It's pretty much it.
Hey, I was watching Vice the other day, and it was this drug that's in Colombia. It's called, like, scopolamine or some shit like that, and it's from some plant. The Dunga-Bara plant, something. Anyway, they call it devil's breath. And they say just by sniffing the plant once, you know, like the whatever, because they break it down to some kind of powder. And just by smelling it, you lose all your ability to say no. You know what I'm saying? So, for instance, yes, all right. So somebody could, like, let's say if I had a bag of this shit, me and you were sitting in the car. And you know what I'm saying? You know, and I kind of, because they say some people, this how they say they use it to rob people and, you know, stuff like that. They'll put it on a piece of paper and say, hey, do you know what this is? And when the person look at the paper, you know what I'm saying, the smell get into them. And next thing you know, they say within a minute, it kicks in. And then, like, they be like, hey, you know, take the ATM machine. You know, hey, go give me $500. You know, let's go to your house. Let me get your Xbox. Let me get them Jordans. You know what I'm saying? You just like, huh, take it. Because they say people have taken this drug, and they wake up the next day, they wake up in their apartment, the apartment be empty, and they go down and ask people, hey, what happened? They say, well, you and your friends moved all your stuff out the house last night. And they say the drug, on the outside, you don't look drunk or nothing like that. You look normal. It's like, but inside, it's just like you have no control, whatever. But it's on the outside, you look fine. You know what I'm saying? But he just said, you just, whatever anybody wants to do, you go like, okay, that's cool. And then he put it in your drink, you know. Yeah, they said they can just rub it. You know, like, man, this shit is nuts, man. So
now that I know, since you know that, if y'all do come here around South for Southwest time, I'm not going with y'all. Now I can't even see y'all. What is up? Just, you know, we hang out and y'all go to South by South. Now I can't even hang out because Jeremy gonna have me out here on stage with Outkast or some shit.
Yes.
Giving away my Jordans. Be throwing Jordans off the stage.
Somebody be like, give away.
You get a Jordan, then you get a Jordan. It's not gonna happen, man. It's not gonna happen, bro. It's a problem. TV shows, you mentioned you watch Blackish. I haven't even seen Blackish yet, so I can't really talk about
that. Wow, the first time I watched Blackish, all right. But yeah, man, so the episode, you know.
Well, you can spoil it. Go ahead and spoil it, because I'm going to watch it anyway.
Basically, the episode was dealing about, how to deal with your children when news like the Ferguson stuff and all these cops killing the people, then getting off, you know, how to deal with your kids when talking about it and stuff. So basically, you know, the episode last night, they had some cop didn't get charged in the shooting of the guy, but the guy did have a gun in the car, and his past was sketchy, and they didn't want the little kids, the twins, I guess I'm saying, they didn't want them to hear too much about the news, so they was trying to hide it from them. So then Anthony Anderson was like, nah, I'm not going to, you know, raise my kids like that. They need to know what's going on. And, you know, the wife, she was kind of like, oh, y'all go in another room. Y'all go do, you know, trying to preoccupy them. But she wanted them to see, like, nah, y'all need to see what's going on. So, you know, everybody made the episode, oh, that was just powerful. No, it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but it is what it is. So
it wasn't really anything special. This wasn't like the gun episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. This is more like showing white people a look inside of a black house.
Yeah, basically.
Essentially, that's kind of what Blackish is for the most part.
Okay.
It's showing how black people deal with, you know, navigating this white majority society kind of thing, a white white powerful society, put it that way.
You know, how, you know, the oldest son, he was like, you know, like, hey man, but look at both sides. You know, the grandfather, you know, he was old school black nigga, and the grandma, you know, how they he pretty much seen their views. You know, Anthony Anderson was, you know, he was like, come on man, you know, this, you know, his views was the same. And then the daughter, you know, the one they like, oh, they didn't think she cared about it, but she actually was, you know, it was just one of them episodes, man. So I was just like,
it's interesting, just like in regular everyday life, when we, when you're black in the society, like there's a certain, I don't know what the, how the best way to say it, but there's an antagonistic feeling about you owning your blackness when you navigate through this country. So I think that a lot of people that, you know, buy logos from me or buy shirts are comfortable with me because I ain't putting up a black fist. But the moment they see me with this new hat that I got that's got an Ankh on it, it's going to be different.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? The moment that they see me with this Black and Proud shirt that I just got, it's going to be different. And you have to realize it as a business owner and somebody who interacts with white people, there's going to be, I might lose some business. I might lose some people that don't want to talk to me. And we deal with that on a regular basis. That's why we code switch. You know what I'm saying? You walk into work and, hey, how you doing, Jim? Everything's got the R's on it. Everything, you know, there's no slang to it. And it's weird, especially with me. I have a phone job. So people will call in and, you know, you can tell when you're speaking to a black person. 9 times out of 10, right? I think that's pretty safe to say. There's a certain relax and understanding when somebody calls me and they're black than when it's not. And there's no rules to this shit. That's just how it goes. And so when I watch shows like Blackish and we look at Dre, who's got a job in corporate America, and they just constantly make him the black dude in the office, and they crack jokes like that on a regular basis, that's real shit that white people don't quite understand. So they'll come up to me and be like, yeah, you know, I don't think racism is bad. You know, I haven't done the research. And they're comfortable saying that because they don't have to navigate in those same spaces. Whereas if I go to the gym right now with a shirt with a black fist on it, people are going to stop working out. They gonna come ask me, what the hell's up with this shirt? You're one of those guys. That's how it's gonna go. And it's interesting watching the show like Blackish compared to how we used to deal with it differently on shows like Martin. It's weird. Did you see the YouTube thing where they were talking about they showed white people watching Martin for the first time?
Oh my god, no, I didn't.
So it's a regular, it's one of those little YouTube comedy. I think it's like, what's Russell Simmons Colors? Is that the name of Russell Simmons YouTube thing? I think it's Colors or whatever the hell it is, but they show black people watching Seinfeld for the first time, and they show white people watching Martin for the first time, and even the response is different within that. Like, black people who watch Seinfeld are like, eh, this shit's just kind of corny. But there's no race to it. You got your conversations and moments here and there, but we're not, you know, fuck these white people. The white people that watch the black show are like, yo, okay, y'all gonna make him the stupid white guy, aren't you? Or y'all gonna do this? I don't even understand that reference. Like, why is this show so black? Where's the Kool-Aid? This is shit that was said. So even with a show like Blackish that came out and showed black people dealing with white society, it was probably colored in a way, and I haven't watched it, but it's probably colored in a way and directed in a way so that it's not abrasive. Because Rainbow's not abrasive, but her mother's a hippie. And Dre is not abrasive. He's the cool black guy, even though he's very black, so to speak. He likes sneakers. You know what I'm saying? He'll mention some black shit in hip-hop here and there. But he's still not abrasive. He's not a fist-up-in-the-air kind of black dude. It's just weird to watch that show and see how they present things. And then you have a show like The Carmichael Show, which is probably more aggressive, probably closer to the tone of Rock. You remember Rock with Charles S. Dutton? It was more on that tone, but people don't watch and talk about that show the same. So I don't know. It's weird. I kind of went off on a tangent, but I definitely want to watch that show. I definitely watch my timeline. And again, these shows that are supposed to be educating non-blacks on how black people move aren't being watched by non-blacks. So I don't know why they're on. I have no white person on my Facebook that watches Blackish. Not a one. I don't have one that's interested. I don't have one that's seen it. But when Full House came back on Netflix, when that show came out, when I talked about that on here, my timeline was flooded with that. So I'm just saying, it's weird to see how that works. I also don't have any white people on my timeline that watch Friday Night Tights. Just saying. It's a youth program. It's white kids playing it. We got a team of rednecks that are whooping people's ass. The Outlaws are slamming people. That look like a wrestling match, bro.
Hey, listen.
That was 7 points by winning this week.
Hey, old daddy be out there just out there hitting the motherfuckers' asses, boy. Didn't look Predator Coach such a bitch, man. I hope he does it again so we get him out here. What? Hey, that's the most bitch made shit ever. Hey, he wins the bitch made coach award for the year.
Like for the whole year of anybody. He's the bitch made dude of the year. Because he said, I hope he does it again. First of all, I hope he may hurt one of my kids again so we can get him out the game. Number two, if it didn't cost me $200, I would pull my kids off the field.
Exactly. Like, dude, Predator Coach, you are weak. And then, like, when him and the dude had a little disagreement in practice, well, this is it, man. You know, first of all, man, I just understand. Losing, that's what happens when you're losing, man. Stuff like that, everybody's tired of it. You know what I'm saying? And he's losing his organization. Well, I'm going to be here. You know, wasn't running an organization last year, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. They're going to vote your ass out, dude.
It was a mess, man. Just watching that whole... You know, first of all, they got destroyed in that game. Like, you were constantly getting people hurt. Now, were they hurt or were they hurt because they were losing? I think a lot of those kids were hurt because they were losing. They were getting dominated. The size of those kids. Like, when you showed up and you saw four or five kids that were 5'10 and 5'11... You should have stopped right then.
Nah, you just gotta take that ass whooping. That's life.
If you later on thinking about taking your kids out the field, you already lost.
Yeah.
So you should have just took that L and said, we out. We're not gonna play. But you put them kids out there, they're getting slammed. Now, I didn't expect that one. The dude is 5'10, probably 160 pounds. You didn't expect what?
I mean, like I said, I don't understand what the problem with him, the way he was throwing him. I mean, this is football. He's tackling him. Like, what are you... Okay. He's not picking him up and choke slamming him and putting him in the fucking rock bottom.
But he did once. And it was the coach's son that he did that to.
I mean...
he did rock bottom his ass and he just stole it out the air. He got one. But when you tackle somebody, you don't have to do-si-do him. Like, he was ringing Rousey Rosie, throwing him around doing airplane spin.
Hey, he was trying to make the tackle, man. Damn. Like, I mean, dude, go down once you get grabbed like that, dude.
Hey, he wasn't crying about that last week when they hit Justice in the end zone.
So what?
He wasn't saying nothing then. This is good, hard football. But then them Outlaws came out there, and they got you by 100 players to a man, 100 pounds to a man. It's a totally different story then.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. Number 74 is a beast.
Yes.
He's a beast. Like, when they showed him going through the line, bruh, you know, he's pushing him apart like, get the fuck out of here. Like, part like the Red Sea.
The kids didn't even want to block him, man. This shit was nuts.
They couldn't block him. He was through every time.
You know who else is a beast, all right?
Who?
Mizell Miller.
Okay, this is... Mizell is... He's not going to finish. Mizell is going to quit when he gets to high school.
Look, Fred really went there. Like, Fred, this is the first time Fred did something where I was just like, Fred, you putting the competition above the kids now.
He cursed.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when Coach Guillory, when the baby dad with the baby, when he said something that's fucked up and he's on the right side, you know you fucked up, Fred.
Because Coach Baby curses his kid out all the time.
Yes.
All the time. Every play, he's cursing this kid out. But he was like, you can't do that to that kid. They said Mizell touches the ball 40 times a game?
40. Bruh, do you know what I mean? You know how many miles you can put on this little man's legs? He's like 11? Like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. This is ridiculous, dog. Come
40 on. Times a game, bruh.
40. Like, this is no joke.
Fred was in the zone. He's like, you know we need you to finish the game, right?
No, yeah, like, hey, man, get your drink, man. Get it back. Okay, after this next play, man, you going back out there. Like, God damn.
I understand. You got a blue chip. You know what I'm saying? You want to use them. But, hey, man, you can't do that. You can't do that, bro. If he's touching 40 times a game, he needs to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's the only way that shit works. But you can't have him out there taking. I mean, he's taking handoff after handoff after handoff. That's
just a pounding.
Yeah, he's gonna quit when he gets to the high school.
Yeah, he's gonna get tired. He'll be like, yo, you know what, man? I mean, he ain't in middle school yet. The dude about to start middle school. Like, the middle school coach salivating, like, man, I get him next. Yes, You know what I'm saying?
Once he gets up there that level, he's like, man, I'm good. I don't want to play no more, mama. Yeah. I don't. And she ain't going to help him because she's going to be like, yo, I need you to play.
Yeah, I raised you to be my Friday night tights.
Yeah. I made you to be out. Look, we already got a TV deal set up for your freshman year. Mm-hmm. I need you. This is how we're going to get out. We got private schools willing to pay us to move. I need you to do this. Do they do that for football? I know they do it for basketball. But, like, do the schools, you know, private schools recruit from the city to play football?
Yeah, they got schools. Like, it's a school in Florida called IGN. They have people from all over the nation that come and play at this school. Like, this school is one of them. Like, they're not eligible for the, you know, state championship because, you know, it just they go places and play teams. Like, they'll play the top teams in the nation. Hey, that's who they play. So they got prep schools for football.
That's what Snoop's son did. Snoop's son went to one of those schools and probably got to college and quit playing.
Yep.
You can't wear them kids out like that. Is he a dope head?
Yes.
Really?
Hey, yes.
Well, I guess if your daddy Snoop.
Yeah. Weed.
I got you.
We just using the word dope. But speaking of dope, man, I did see that movie, man. And it lived up to the title. It is dope. So, you know, if you haven't seen Dope, check it out. Real good fucking movie, man. Real good fucking movie.
It is a good movie. I saw that when I think I actually opened weekend that one.
Oh, shit.
I think I actually opened weekend that one. It was a good movie. Good flick. Random that you brought that shit up now.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about TV. I just saw it in the past week, man.
Is it because of the Facebook push? Like, I've seen like 15.
Nah, I was sitting around one day and I was like, yo, I ain't seen Dope. Matter of fact, I was listening to a podcast that I would not name because it's called like watching movies and shit or some bullshit like that. Oh, and wow. they was talking about it. And you know what I'm saying? It's a real cool dude on there named Short T. And you know what I'm saying? I respect his opinion. Another guy named Kendrick. I respect his opinion. But then they got some other little, I don't know what this guy is, but he's on there. He doesn't add anything to the show. Wow. But anyway, not going to go there. They talked about the movie and, you know, made me check it out. And I enjoyed it, man.
So if you were to compare that, because, you know, we got our own black films. So you got your Juice, your Boys in the Hood.
It's not on them levels. It's not on them.
It's just a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. Like, it might be up there on the Inkwell and what was the other
movie? Inkwell, bro. I ain't heard that in a minute. That was a good movie, man.
It might be online with that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But with the power classics, like, you know what I'm saying, it's not up there with the black classics. It ain't on that Color Purple, Coming to America level, you know what I'm saying? Like,
is it like a black Stand By Me?
Kinda, basically. Okay. Yeah, I can dig that.
I can rock with that. Like, it puts you in this place, and you can relate.
You know what? And that's basically closer than what it is. That's exactly what it is. Good observations, all right.
Every once in a while, man, I show up to get a check. Every once in a
God
while,
God damn it.
That's a good movie, man.
So if they would have said that on that podcast, all right, they might have more views, man.
Damn. So whatever network this show is on, this watching movies and stuff, what's the top podcast on that network?
Oh, the flagship podcast?
Yeah.
The flagship of the net. Oh, that would be Nappy Afro's Frocast.
Oh. Okay.
The number one, you know what I'm saying, podcast on Nappy Afro, might I add.
Damn.
You know,
that's hardcore, man. You have to
just saying. That. Just saying.
We talked about Friday Night Tights. We got to talk about Better Call Saul real quick. This season's already better than the first season. I'm saying it right now. This is much better than the first season.
Look at you.
I'm very happy with the season so far. I like Mike even more. I didn't know it was possible. I like Mike even more. Mike is that dude. But he know a little bit too much, right? Like, Mike moves a little bit too smoothly to be a 70-year-old man.
He's not 70. He's probably about his 50s.
No, there's no way he's 50 in this show, bro.
Yes.
He's too old to be 50.
He's in his 50s, man.
That's a hard 50, bro.
Yeah.
So his granddaughter was in it already. And this is the prequel to the last one. I can't think of the name of the show. What's the name of the show?
Breaking Bad.
This is the prequel to Breaking Bad. He's got to already be 60.
Let's see. Let's Google see how old Mike Ehrmantraut is.
But the episode was excellent. It's hard to talk about. I feel like it's hard to talk about this show by the episodes without talking about the whole show. Like, I feel like everything is linked so much better in this one. In only two episodes than the first season.
Mm-hmm. You know, let's see. Can we get an age on Mike Ehrmantraut? Let's see.
The Hummer's gone.
Yep, Hummer's gone.
He solved the whole cop situation with the adult videos situation. Like, everything on this show is just better. I want to see how he goes from the Mercedes to the Cadillac, though.
So he was a cop for 30 years.
Okay.
So
we already out the gate. We already
at least, he at least 50.
Right. Out the gate, he's a cop for 30 years. So boom, we have 50 years. That means that when Breaking Bad happened, he had to be 75. Yeah. He's got to be 60, bro.
Damn.
Because when this show started first season, he was so far gone from being a cop that he wasn't even recognized by the cops.
Yeah, they say early 60s.
Yep, I told you, man. So when Breaking Bad happened, he's like 70-ish, 75.
No, he was in the 60s.
Breaking Bad, he had to be in 70.
We got to remember, Breaking Bad was only 2 years, though. You know what I'm saying? The whole show was 2 years.
That's true. So then how many seasons are they on? I feel like they're on the book. Like I said, I think it was 3 seasons in for this one. I don't know. But he's an old-ass man. He moves a little bit too smoothly. Like, for 30 years, he had to be like the mayor. He had to be like Bloomberg by the time he retired. Because this dude knows everything. He talked to that dude for 2 minutes, and he knew that the cops was looking for his stash. He knew where to find the other dude. Like, come on, bro. He's like the I can't think of that reference I'm about to make, so I ain't gonna do that to myself. But he knows way too much in way too short a time. Like, y'all gonna have to dumb him down at some point, cause he got caught up in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I mean, he got killed. You know, Frank killed him. I mean, Walt killed him.
Right, you got killed by a fucking chemistry teacher.
I mean, Walt killed a lot of people, though.
Walt was like a murder savant.
Walt killed fucking Gus. What do you mean?
That's true. Walt was a bad. So he was waiting for his killer to come out. Walt just needed an opportunity for his killer to happen. What did you think of the second episode, though? Like, does anything stand out?
I liked
out
it, man. The relationship with old girl not gonna last because she's not willing to put up with his shadiness. Like, she's not down with the shadiness.
And you can tell. Bitch.
Yeah, she's not a bottom bitch. She's just a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
you gotta let her go, bro. Like, she started off real good. Like, he knocked her off and she was holding hands and moving seats and all that shit was good. But when you told her about, you know, your fingernails being a little dirty, she cut all ties, bro.
Yeah, she was just like, so just don't tell me about this again. Like, you get caught. And he was like, who's gonna find out? Bitch, oh, she gonna tell on your ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
that explains why she's not in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That one scene let me know why she didn't make it to the show.
I think she's gonna get killed.
She might, you know what I'm saying? Might go have to take her out.
Yeah, she knows too much.
She knows too much, man. What's the story with him and his brother now?
You know, they're not speaking. You know what I'm saying? Ever since he found out that Chuck was the one that was hating on him and didn't want him to be a lawyer. So he hadn't spoke to him and did nothing for him. He was just like, oh, I do all this for you. And you gonna, you know, that's why he hadn't been coming by there or nothing. So, you know, that was like the first time they had seen each other since, you know, he found out.
But then how does it end up with them being cool to speak at? Like, if that's the case, if this shit go down and I don't fuck with you, and you my brother, I don't fuck with you. There's no more conversation. Like, why are you here, Chuck? I'm not asking that. You're done.
Well, I mean, Chuck's name on the building. He still, remember, he still could come down there. He's still in the practice. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but because of his disease, he doesn't come to work. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it's up. But he decided to come that day. And that's why he was like, oh, of all days you decide to come to work, it's the day when I'm here doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what he was kind of fucked up about.
But that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't have that conversation. I'm done. I'm not fucking with you. So there wouldn't have been a conversation. I understand you coming down the building, but when I'm sitting there with my chick and you're like, hey, I'm here, hello. I'm walking right past your monkey ass. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's over, bro. All that work you did, man. Nah, it's over. What you think about the new car? The Mercedes?
Oh, hey, that's very, he stepped his game up. Where'd he get the money from? Oh, he got a new job.
Partner, yeah, that's a company car.
Oh, so shit.
They hooked him up. Yeah, that's what he was saying. Like, it's a company car. They just giving it to him.
Damn.
So I came up, man. It's hard to believe he wasn't going to take that job. Mm. Like, you wasn't going to take that job. You was going to slum it. And you got company car. You got luxury desks and suits. And you got your own office now, so you don't have to stay in the back of the nail shop no more. What was that about? Why does she seem like she got beef with him?
She leaving. She missed him.
She was in love with Saul?
Yes, man. She was just like, yo, you leaving now. You know, notice or nothing. You know, I need my rent next month. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually kind of a dope, like, that's not a bad little setup. You got your little office set up. You got your little phone. You pay it back in the nail shop. You around with women all day. That sounds like a win. Sounds like Saul was living a life, man.
And he stole that cucumber water that last time.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I thought that was where the fish were.
No, that was the little cucumber water she saw. I was like, no, for customers only.
Yeah, and then he was like, fuck that, I'm going in. I don't think that I can eat or drink anything. Like, your thing about women in short shorts like Hooters and shit like that is a little weird for you. I think drinking water and food out of a nail shop is a little odd. Like, I wouldn't drunk that shit. There's naked feet in there.
But it's protected by the glass that the cucumber water is in.
But it's not, you know, ain't no naked cheeks or breasts walking by your chicken wing. It's like, you good.
I couldn't eat in a strip club. Couldn't do it.
But that sounds disgusting. Now, I've heard that they got some of the best food in the area.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. But there's nothing in a strip club that's clean. Anyway, man, we done talked to these people for like an hour and a half. I see you got to keep it 100. I want to hear what your keep it 100 is.
Oh, man, my keep it 100 this week, man, I have a little confession to make. Earlier this week, Monday, February the 22nd, 3rd, whatever. Yeah, I got up out of my bed about 1:45 and I headed out to, we was opening up a new Bojangles that day. And it opened at 5 o'clock, and, you know, first person in line got a $100 gift card. Next 20 people got a $25 gift card. So I was like, shit, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to go down there and camp out. I get out there. I'm like number 8 in line. You know what I'm saying? It was already 7 people out there. So I camped out for 3 hours outside a restaurant that wasn't even open for a $25 gift card. Then I had to go to work right after that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Explain to me. Because we talked about Jordan camping out. Now, you talk about food camping out. When we say camping out for Bojangles, are people lined up with tents, or are people just sitting in their cars waiting for this?
Motherfuckers are sitting outside in little, football game chairs. You know, the little tailgate chairs.
In a line.
I had my tailgate chair. I had my blanket. You know what I'm saying? I had my sweater on, my hoodie. You know what I'm saying? Thank God it wasn't raining that day. You know what I'm saying? I was out there like a fucking fool. You know what I'm saying? And yeah.
So what did you do for 3 hours of line? Were y'all talking? Were y'all playing games?
They were talking. I was just, you know what I'm saying? One girl sitting beside me was listening to Beyonce for 3 hours. And I wanted to take her phone and smash that shit. Because her and her homegirls, it was like three little college girls. They was listening to Beyonce dancing and shit. And I was just like, I mean, they were unattractive. So it really, that's what it really bothered me. And, you know what I'm saying? If they was attractive, I might wouldn't have been bothered by it. But, you know, I was just like, come on. And, you know, me, I sat there and watched Shameless. And, you know, I was watching on my phone, you know, watching my shows and shit. So, you know, I just put the blanket over my head. I was sitting there watching it, you know, till the 3 hours went by. Like, I thought I'd been out there for a long time. Then I looked at my clock and seen it. I'd only been out there like 45 minutes. And I started reevaluating my life. You know what I'm saying? And it was weird.
So you did that for 3 hours.
Yes. And then let me say this. And then the Bojangles down here, it's not official. It's flaw as fuck.
What do you mean?
It ain't official. Like, the food don't taste right.
Oh.
Yeah, it don't taste like a legit Bojangles, man. It tastes something. They taste like they some reps. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Rep sandwiches, bro.
Yes, they got the reps. You know what I'm saying? Like, the tea don't taste right. Biscuits don't taste right. Like, you know, the sausages taste the same, but no homo. But everything ain't just, the fries ain't right. I ain't taste the bowl rounds yet, but you can't really fuck them up. I ain't had the Cajun filet yet. I might have it this afternoon when I go pick my youngins up. But yeah, so I'm using my little gift card. Fuck that shit.
And how much did you get for gift card?
$25. So I sat in line for 3 hours for $25.
Three? I mean, that's less than minimum wage, bro. Damn.
What is that? what's that, like $8 an hour? That's more than minimum wage.
$8 an hour. That's rough.
Yeah. Oh, well. Shout out to all my niggas that work for $8 an hour, man.
That means you're going to get, hey, Bojangles, that's like two visits, right?
Nah, man. I done went one time. I still got $19 on my card.
Yeah. I've never been to Bojangles. I don't know if we even have one down here.
You probably don't.
Damn.
You don't.
I definitely follow your food recommendations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bojangles the shit, though. They serve breakfast all day, man. Like, you go eat your sausage biscuit all day. I don't know if you like country ham, but the little saucy country ham, they got that shit. It's legit. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I might eat me a country ham biscuit tomorrow. I ain't had that in years.
Damn. You know the people that do the ones for, apparently Chick-fil-A does it better.
Whoa, don't you say that.
I'm just saying. What I heard, when they do their grand openings, people get Chick-fil-A for the year.
Oh, yeah. You get a Chick-fil-A combo for a year. Shout out to my dog, Ed Rule and myself. Maybe you can get me and Saw Wright one of those cards. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. You know.
That'd be nice. You know what I'm saying? Get some feedback. We might even sponsor you on the show. We talked about them so many times on these shows.
Yes.
But, you know.
But yeah, Chick-fil-A does it. You know, but they have people traveling from city to city collecting these cars. Like, that's really tough to get that. Like, they have people camping out for days for them things, man. So you really gotta jump on top of it for them Chick-fil-A ones, man.
Like, this is what people retire and do.
Yes.
Like, they retire. Like, if you retired right now, what would you do? How would you spend the rest of your existence right now? Your kids are taken care of, they're off in college or something. What would you do right now?
Man, I probably just, you know, start growing my own strand of marijuana, man. That'll be my thing. Like, I think that's going to, you know, I just sit there and just have to be like a weed farmer, man. Like, take care of my plants and just, you know, grow weed.
There's apparently a culture here. And I just saw this notice like yesterday and I didn't get here early enough to prepare for the show today to mention this. There is a subculture of craft marijuana growers. Like, they have craft beers that people make in their basement. Apparently people are doing this with weed and different strains of weed, and there's a market for that shit. These hippies out here, man. Would you try a craft weed if they said, like, this one has orange notes or some shit like that? I don't know
how. Yes. Look, I'm on the hunt now for some shit called Moon Rock. It's like weed rolled in wax and then dusted with keef. And so it's like,
what?
Yes. So let's say you have a bud of weed, then you get some wax, some weed wax, you roll that bud in the wax, and then the keef, you know, that's the powdery shit that be at the bottom of your grinder, like, then it's rolled in that. So it's just like, that's on what I'm on the hunt for now. You know, I done had the wax before, and had the oil shit, I done had marijuana in a lot of forms, man, edibles, man, all kinds of shit, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what I'm on the hunt for now, the moon rock.
I'm so square, man. I don't know how none of this shit works. Like, right now,
when we come to Austin, it's all right. We're going to have a good time, man. You're going to have a damn good time.
We're not going to South by Southwest. That's all I'm saying. I have no idea.
Two things we're going to go to in Austin, man. We're going to that strip club you was talking about, and we're going to South by Southwest.
Hey, bro, look. If we go to that strip club, please come with some cash. Because I spent $150 quick, and they was calling me out for not having money.
It's all right. Listen, we come out there a little bit.
I'm telling you, the DJ will kill you.
Okay. I tell him, fuck him. I'm like, nigga, like.
Hey, I spent $150 real quick, and I still got my dick grabbed in the strip club. So I won.
You must have been sitting up there by the damn thing. I'm sitting somewhere off in the cut somewhere where, you know what I'm saying, where I can see the women naked, but I ain't new. I'm
new. Yeah, I was in VIP when this happened. But I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, of course. The light is on you.
I wasn't. Hey, look, it was a bachelor party. Stuff happens.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. But, like, the dude walking around with stacks, and I'm like, yeah, let me get some change. He's like, nah, bro, this is a grand. I'm like, who the fuck is buying a grand worth of? Hell no. And dang. Since I didn't buy it, since I said no, that's when they put me on the DJ. Don't bring your broke ass up in here. You broke me. I was like, all right. I guess. But that's what happens, man. That's what happens. You got winners and losers this weekend. I definitely want to hear about this winner.
This is my winner this week.
Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white fan. Damn, Daniel. Daniel, back at it again with the white bands. Spazzy man, damn. Daniel.
So yes, that is Damn Daniel. That is what you might hear for the past week. I mean, that just shows you how fast the internet moves. I had to make my win this week for they be played out next week, and everybody hates them because everybody is saying the shit. Apparently, these two kids go to school together, and the one kid that says Damn Daniel all the time is just, he's just happy about the outfits that Daniel wears to school. So he made a video of what Daniel had on every day and his reaction, and it went viral. And yeah, sale of Vans that went up, white Vans. Niggas named Daniel is popular as fuck right now. So yeah, that was my winner of the week. I can't think of the two kids' names, but they're two little young kids. I'm not gonna say their names. You can do the Google search. But yeah, Damn Daniel's my winner this week. My loser this week is I wrote it down. It's Kurt Rambis. Kurt Rambis, you need to learn the power of social media. You are the head coach of the New York Knicks. You're not some assistant coach anymore. You're the head coach of the New York Knickerbockers, one of the worst teams in the NBA. But you can't be going around liking daily ass pics and shit like that on your Instagram. Can't do that, Kurt Rambis. Sorry, you can't. You can't. You can look at it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to follow him. Come on, Kurt Rambis. Stop it, man. Don't give me no bullshit. Stop it. You're my loser this week, Kurt Rambis.
Kurt Rambis was hacked.
Yes, of course he was. He was hacked to follow the website and like a couple pictures. Yeah, he's hacked.
He was hacked, damn it. That Damn Daniel shit, look, I had only seen the video once. I don't understand what makes shit go viral. I'm already tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm already, like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? So apparently, just to add to your Damn Daniel story, he apparently got a lifetime supply of Vans.
Jesus Christ.
They hooked him up. A lifetime supply of Vans for the video.
Mm.
It don't take nothing out here, man. That's one of those situations. We don't hear it, but when people always talk about how we have a culture of people who want something for nothing, Damn Daniel just did it. He got
back at it again with the white Vans.
With the white Vans, bro. First of all, I've never liked Vans.
Like spicy, man. It look like cans for men.
Exactly, man. Or like, hey, look, I didn't make up the name. I'm from St. Louis. They used to call them white girls. I didn't make up the name, man. It's just things called the white girl shoes. It's exactly what they look like to me. Hey, congratulations to you, Daniel. When y'all listen to this show, it may or may not still be on. If you go to Nike.com, you put in "better for it" as a code, you get 20% off the clearance.
Yeah.
So we don't say we never gave y'all nothing. I ain't got no winners and losers week because Germ just hit it out the park. There's no point for me to add to it. You want to give my shout out so we can get up out of here on this hour and 40 minute episode?
Oh man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to Be Easy, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to all the rest of the staff, man. Shout out to Ruler Myself. I'm serious about the fucking coupons. Ash Dash, Papa Dash, RT3, Dr. Abrasive, man. Stay positive, bro. You the man. Hey, you the man. That's all I'm gonna say. Hey, man, that's it, man. Shout out to Sorry Right, man. He's done it. The fucking podcast king, nigga. You know what I'm saying? In the building.
Hey, well, the podcast king ain't gonna be back next week. It'll be my birthday.
Oh, shit. That's
right. I'm taking
the
week off. I'm gonna try not to be lazy for 2 days in a row. I'm not going to the gym. I'm not doing no business stuff. At least 2 days in a row, I'm gonna do nothing.
He's gonna snort some coke. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna smoke some weed. It's all right, going all out this fucking week. Woo, shit.
Anyway, man, we holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Ray, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, aka Saul Black, sitting in with the homie King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting. We will holler at y'all on episode 198, either next week without me or the week after that with me. We'll holler at y'all next time, nappyafro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.